Welcome to the episode number 47 of Q&A series with Suresh GP. Today, we're going to talk about an important concept of how to develop best practices for DevSecOps using containers. I'm going to give you five best practices that we can use to implement DevSecOps in container world. Number one, make developing secure cloud-native software easier by using API micro gateways to complement the programming language frameworks. As you know, we have a lot of programming language frameworks that exist today, and these frameworks help development teams to secure applications by default using a lot of features including authentication integration, circuit breaker patterns, and protection against attacks like cross-site request forgery. Additionally, many of them can connect to an external configuration service for the centralized management of your security policies. By building a top language framework, the emergence of API micro gateways adjacent to every microservice can help enforce security controls and governance requirements in a consistent way with polyglot applications. Remember, one of the advantages of using microservices is to have polyglot applications where it is developed in multiple languages. Best practice number two, build modular container images with layers that can be individually updated, scanned, and verified. While traditional approaches, you see the updates happening on a regular basis when the app is running, the way containers get up to date is very different. Now, a new container image needs to be verified, tested, and deployed. Now, this is where technologies like cloud-native build packs, CNBs, are made possible to structure the contents of the container images and quickly patch entire fleet of the images automatically. So it is important to build modular, reusable build functions to accomplish this. Now CNB, which is cloud native build packs, take advantages of the advanced features in the OCI image standard that are underutilized in the Dockerfile model. The Paketo project incorporate these practices to enable organizations to build and reason about robust deployments for and updating practices for containers. Best practice number three, adopt control policies for images in your environment and centralize the control of container updates and patches. A private container image registry allows teams to store container images or other binaries securely and privately. For third-party or open-source applications, companies often pull image from public repositories for those applications and in turn run them on critical production infrastructure. Number four, continuously update the infrastructure layer and centralize control of patches. Now today, the frequency of new infrastructure is deployed maybe close to how applications are redeployed. That means your Kubernetes clusters may be constantly provisioned, deleted, and recreated. Securing the number of Kubernetes clusters on runtime ubiquitously and implementing all the policies is a huge challenge. So Kubernetes upgrades, if you watch the pattern, it is released about every 6 months with a consistent stream of patches coming between. So these upgrades become very difficult to update. So in that case, provision a centralized update management system that can be run security policies by the security team that could be making the Kubernetes clusters easy and automatable. From a single pane of glass, it becomes easier to identify clusters across the organization that require upgrades. The Cluster API project is a great example of focusing on providing declarative APIs and tooling to simplify provisioning, upgrading, and operating multiple Kubernetes clusters. Finally, best practices 5 is to secure inter-container communications. Modern applications today are broken into services, each of which must in turn communicate between the parties to facilitate the end-to-end user interface. However, these communications typically occur over untrusted mediums. That means we have a possibility of man-in-the-middle attack, and that should be secured and monitored. So there are a number of questions that you need to ask before you secure your systems in containers, right? You need to ask the question to determine the integrity and confidentiality, whether it has been tampered with, and the service is authenticated. If the service is instantiated from a binary in a trusted repository, is such binary signed? What event has triggered to create the service? And a good way to look at this recommended practice is to deliver workload-specific, short-lived, automatically rotated keys and certifications as opposed to a shared reusable APIs because of the privacy and the security that is needed to manage. I hope in this episode of Q&A series, you are able to identify the best practices of implementing DevSecOps in a container-based environment. I hope you will take advantage of these principles of 5 best practices and get value out of the DevSecOps implementation in containers. I hope you will stay tuned in my future episodes of Q&A series. Thank you so much.